o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. And it begins with our prize picks of the week.
Sure does, the prize picks of the week as we get set for the Green Bay Packers.
We need to get a win this week.
Yeah, we do. Oh, well, we did better
Josh
last week.
Josh Jacobs not getting that tutter. I don't know if we saw any good replays of him scoring or not, but we decided to go hurry up and then get stuffed for 3 yards in the backfield. Not great, Bob.
Well, a little extra. If we're not doing so well picking the Packers, maybe picking some of their opposing players is the way to go this week. So we're going to try that strategy here. Let's start with Jordan Love, though. More or less than 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Ooh. More. I don't love it, though. I don't love that.
Why not?
I feel like you'll get one. I don't know. I just.
Does that mean you think Emmanuel Wilson? You think a lot of field goals?
I got a low-scoring game coming up with headlines. So I'm going to go less.
Jason?
I'm going to go less also.
Ooh, less. Okay, we're in agreement. That's good.
This one I couldn't feel more comfortable. Now that because Jesse printed the show sheet and gave it to me at 8:10 this morning, Jason. Like, I'm literally sitting there by Teak, and all of a sudden, Jesse is handing me show sheets. He didn't bring me coffee, but he's handing me show sheets. I'm like, what in the world are we doing here? And I had this on here, and I saw this J.J. McCarthy. More or less than 0.5 interceptions.
So it does have the little green goblin guy next to it, which means it's a discounted one. It won't pay off as well, but
I might stack that and go 0.5. I might go 1.5 and go 2.5. He throws 3 interceptions. Old T's feeling vibalicious. I might stack. I've been telling you all about doing stacks. That's what I'm doing this week.
Vibalicious.
Stack them. Rack them. So and then crack them.
We are confident J.J. McCarthy throws a pick.
I would be shocked if he doesn't throw a pick this week. Unless he is hurt and doesn't play enough, he's throwing a pick this week.
Jason?
Jason? How about 3 picks? What happens if you, like, take something with a goblin and he goes, like, way, way, way more?
Well, the goblin only pays a certain, but you can boost it up to get the red ghoul.
Didn't I just tell you I'm going to stack it?
Yeah.
0.5, then I'm going to go 1.5.
I don't know if you can do that. I don't, like, you can pick McCarthy less passing yards and McCarthy interceptions.
Oh, you can't just do interceptions.
I don't think you can say you're going to take him for more than a half an interception.
You can pick the same player up to 3 times in one lineup.
Yes. So you can do 3
different
McCarthy
categories.
Yeah,
but it's
I'll
different
check
statistics.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm learning too. I'm still learning.
That's a good clarification.
Kay. I'm stacking it.
So how many picks do we think J.J. McCarthy throws? Because we can boost it up
1.5.
Better odds.
I mean, 1.5 feels like I feel really confident he throws 2. 3's a lot of picks in a game. Like, you got to be really bad. It's got to be a bad day.
So we like 2.
Can Green Bay get a lead? Can they get a lead? Because you get ahead of them 10-0 or 14-0.
That's exactly Jeff Hafley's point on Rashawn Gary, too, is that they haven't played with enough leads in the fourth quarter where you're able to pin your ears back after the quarterback.
Yeah, but he's not a high snap count guy anyways. So, you know.
That's indeed true from what I understand or what I've been told.
Justin Jefferson, who J.J. McCarthy has a lot of confidence in, or he has a lot of confidence in J.J. McCarthy. That's what I meant to say. More or less than 67.5 receiving
less.
Yards.
Green Bay doesn't give up big plays. Only way J.J.'s getting it if he gets a huge play. I'm watching McCarthy sail balls out of bounds. I'm seeing him scuff them into the dirt. This is not a good formula for J.J. Less!
Jason?
I'm gonna go less as well. I can't wait for you to put all these into your...
Yeah. This is feeling good.
Everybody's see how you fare.
On the same page.
I have to find one Packer one that I like, because right now I like a lot of Minnesota lesses. I don't have a Packer one.
How about this one? Brandon McManus.
I'm not touching McManus. No? I don't know what the hell's going on with him. Nobody tells me.
Jason, do we know what the kicker
Nobody
situation
knows.
Is?
Oh, he's good now. Yeah, he's great. He's healthy.
Had a great practice on Wednesday.
Until it's windy and swirly at Lambeau, and then they're like, nah, I'll put the young guy back out there.
Well, why don't we do this? Because the other one I had was Aaron Jones, but you're sick of the Vikings players.
Well, I'm not sick of it. You literally
like
can't
Aaron
do
Jones.
It.
I'm taking more, whatever it is.
73 and a half rushing and receiving yards for Aaron Jones.
He's not getting that.
Feels like a lot. All right, we'll go less there. So, okay, what Packers player do you like? And then I'll find a number for
Watson.
You.
Watson. Exactly.
Okay. And what
I'm
yards?
Hoping he's like in the low 30s.
30 yards?
No, low 30s. 34, 33, something like that.
All right. Great thing on PrizePicks, you can sort by game. So I can pick up Packers, Vikings, go to receiving yards. Christian Watson, 49 and a half.
That's a little more than I'd like. A little more than I'd like.
I can tease it down with the Ghoulie guy to 39 and a half.
Yeah, but you don't get any money on it.
Tease it down.
Yeah. All right. Dobbs, 51 and a
half. How about receiving yards from Emmanuel Wilson?
Receiving
yards? Not listed.
What, rushing?
That's what I wanted. No, receiving yards. What do you do when teams blitz the heck out of you? Screens.
Yeah, that's true.
Swing passes, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to look at receiving.
Is Josh Jacobs off the board because of his uncertain injury status?
So I'm guessing we might have to wait until Sunday to get the ruling.
I'll do
on
it before I take my nap in the third quarter.
The Jacobs and the Wilson.
That's
a
good idea.
Emmanuel Wilson, 1.5 rushing and receiving touchdowns. Does he get to the end zone twice?
That's a lot. I'm not touching that one either. No, I'm going to wait till I see receiving yards, and that's where I'm going to go.
All right. Well, then we'll wait for that on Sunday. And those are my prize picks of the week, I suppose.
Those are the prize picks of the week presented by Prize Picks.
Prize Picks is the best way to win cash this sports season, whether it's football, basketball, or both. Prize Picks makes every game more exciting and simple to play, more or less on two-player stats. Get them right, cash in. We love Justin Jefferson less than 67.5. We love 0.5 interceptions for J.J. McCarthy. And we got to dabble and find something we love on Green Bay. And you can also stack it. Pick the same player up to three times. They won't. I don't think they'll let me go interceptions 1, 2, and 3, but I can go less yards. I can go with a lot on JJ because I think he's going to have a tough day. That is my sports opinion. I'm going to try to cash in on it. Deposits are fast and easy with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI to get $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good
to be right. Headlines are next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Quick reminder, since I heard the commercial in the break, jingleforyourkringle.com is the website to join us in our annual Jingle for Your Kringle contest. You can win Kringle for a year if you emerge victorious. 60 seconds or less. Remember, you have to include the phrase, it's not just a treat, it's a tradition. Other than that, have at it, get those creative juices flowing. Just like we get our creative juices flowing for headlines.
We buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
It is time for headlines. Tausche?
Yes, sir?
You lead us off.
All right. I think I've been pretty clear.
Crystal.
What I think this game's going to look like. I'm hoping I'm wrong in the fact I think Green Bay will have a better day offensively. I think they'll do enough, but here we go. The Vikings messed up at QB, a rare miss by one KOC. Be elite, Gary will try, but he's not a big snap count guy. Packers win behind Parsons and D.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought the snap count guy thing was a really nice
ad. That's a good touch.
Really good ad.
So I did mine to the tune of Skull Vikings. And I started with almost the exact same two topics as Tausch and his brothers did. I fought the urge to go with the high snap count guy because I knew for a fact I would have bet $1 million on Prize Picks that that would be in Tausch's headline, and it was. So without further ado, Skull Vikings, McCarthy's bad. Skull Vikings, Rodgers, Jones, or Darnold, the QBs you could have had. On Prize Picks, we'll stack it, and maybe Gary will strack it. Rock 'em, sock 'em, fight, 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 fight. Pack, finally run up the score. Get Musgrave that ball some more. 565 disbanded, Bruce and Cassville's shadow banded. Skull Pike Packers, like, whoa! Packers 38, Vikings 10.
Well, that's a rout. I like that. Yeah. Well,
wow,
done, Jason.
Big
we're overdue
win.
For
Jason,
a
that's really well done.
Thanks. That was one of your best ones of the year.
I've only done a few.
I was
so going to
say,
the
effort there, your effort was very strong there, and we appreciate that.
Yeah. Jesse!
KOC KO'd. Yeah? Vikings.
Yeah, we liked it.
Vikings playoff
I'm
hopes.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Let's stop the headline for a moment to tell you how good KOC.
You really are asking for immediate feedback.
KOC KO'd.
Hey, great job, Jesse. That
also,
was great.
Breaking news, Sam LaPorta is out for the year.
Vikings playoff hopes. Kevin O'Connell with 27-14 loss.
That's pretty
to
good.
Packers.
Other than you asking for complete just flowers during your headline, that was really good.
Kevin O'Connell.
Like, at least
no,
Tausch,
he caught it.
At least Tausch gets to the end of the bit before he requires us to deliver our bouquets of greatness.
It's true.
So we all expect a win when we're all there on Sunday.
We yes. do. I am curious, Tausch. So what... Like, now I'm second-guessing myself because I feel like, you know, look, the Vikings, they have won some games where you're like, whoa, okay, right? They went into Detroit and won.
That was impressive.
And so they're a little more Jekyll and Hyde-y than I was expecting. And frankly, I know you don't think I use my NFL Plus very much, but I went back. I mean, they were in position to win the game against the Bears on Sunday.
Yes,
they
were
should also, have won it.
Yeah, they definitely were in position. I think their defense is really good, Jason. I think they make plays. I like their coordinator. He does stuff. He rattles people.
Sure.
Green Bay's offense has not been consistent enough for me to be super confident. And then you add in the fact you don't know how effective or even if Josh Jacobs plays. There's a lot of issues there that I don't know. Do we have the answers for consistently? I think we'll be able to put some stuff together. Will we be able to score touchdowns instead of field goals? I think we'll struggle a little bit against Flores. And that's why I'm not as confident in saying like some monster score. But I don't know. We don't give up big plays. Are they going to be patient enough and can they run the – are they good enough to pound the football at us? Maybe. If I'm them, I'm shortening the game and I'm not letting this pass rush go. And yeah. I know that O'Connell knows he can't count on McCarthy to try and lead this team. He just can't. He knows it. And he's going to be limited by what he does. And when you play limited, you score limited.
Yeah.
And a so defense that can create a turnover or two, I think they will be hard-pressed to get to 10 this week.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. I see the defense, which has been so inept at one category, and that's getting takeaways. Now, they had two in the game, including the one that ended the game, and the interception by Evan Williams, which won Jesse the Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week from whoever we're putting in charge of that now is Geriad soldiers on with his new and improved
Geriad's the
firm.
Best, man. I love the fact
he's just. You're gonna fire me from a volunteer job. He's taking my talents to Richmond.
He will not be put away. My personal favorite
was when the Twitter handle for 565 changed to the open for work icon that you have on LinkedIn.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
I feel like they're going to get some takeaways and short fields, which obviously negates how good the Vikings defense is, puts them in position to put up some points. And if they can do that, I feel like they need a good old-fashioned blowout. I mean, they had one against, the Saints late last year, and the Vikings are obviously far better of a team than the Saints. This just feels like a game where they've been criticized a lot. They lost the back-to-back games at Lambeau. Matt LaFleur starts his week out asking people not to sell their tickets to Vikings fans. I'm very curious, and maybe I'll be completely wrong, and they won't win in a blowout, and my headline will be pointless, but I this just feels like a game that they could really use.
The only thing I would say, Jason, is always beware of the wounded animal. Minnesota loses their Dunzo. You can bring out Dunzo gel. And when I always am leery of a team when they got that, and they have talent and they're well coached, that is what concerns me more than if they had a quarterback that I felt was going to be a viable option. He's not a viable option right now. You just watch the games. He'll make a couple of plays late, and you'll think, okay, maybe he's got it. But I just don't think he's ready for prime time yet, and that's tough to overcome. And I think KOC knows it. Yeah, obviously he knows it.
We will get to Whoa Nelly next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Whoa Nelly, Tausch is going to tell us about Coors Light.
Oh, I am? Oh, I thought I was telling you about Hard Rock. I'll tell you about Coors Light, whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, or celebrating a big win after the game. You just need a moment to chill, crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. A lot of fun action. You got the old Badger game this afternoon. You got a big game tomorrow. You got the state championships. You got a bunch of fun stuff. And you know what? When you want to chill, crack open that cold Coors Light. It's only 102 calories. It is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Guys, you may have seen during the commercial break, I put a little graphic up. I am returning to call the Culver's Isthmus Bowl.
The Jesse Nelson Bowl.
Yeah. Culver's Isthmus Bowl, a Division III college football bowl game, returns to
what a
Sun
year
Prairie.
For River Falls. I think I gave River Falls a shout out earlier. WIAC, however you want to pronounce it. First title in 50 some years. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, first in forever for
that's
the
awesome.
River Falls.
Kudos
Falcons,
to they call themselves. They got the air raid. It's not the air raid, but something like that, right?
Yeah, they throw
they're
the ball.
They're putting up numbers better than anybody else in college football. It's crazy.
And they've been running that offense for a few years since we saw them in the inaugural Culver's Isthmus Bowl.
That's why
years
I brought it
back.
Up.
Yeah, River Falls has won the game a couple of times. The team they beat, Washington University in St. Louis. Playing in the game along with UW Stout. Neither team has won a postseason game. Streaming at 2 o'clock tomorrow on the ESPN Wisconsin app, the Culver's Isthmus Bowl. Are there any ice cream or burger-related puns or references you would like me to add into the broadcast to play along as the game goes along on Saturday?
That's a good question. I would say, yeah, why don't you try and get that? They got that great sourdough burger. Get that in there.
Okay, sourdough you want me to work in.
Yep.
Okay. Sourdough.
I think we all know sourdough is the most underrated bread.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it underrated? I feel like everybody likes sourdough.
It might be properly rated. come to think of it.
Okay.
But like when you go to breakfast and they ask you what kind of toast do you want? Like white, wheat,
English
rye.
Muffin.
If you forget, you like say sourdough and then you get the one big slice of sourdough. That's the best type of toast for sure.
For sure. Agree.
Jason, anything you want me to add into the bowl game?
No. So how many of our we at
old Tim.
Yeah, he's a team
we
guy.
At teams are in the Division One or in the Division Three tournament.
There are four who made it this year. They changed the rules of the D3 playoff.
River Falls.
Four are in, yeah. Uh-huh.
Whitewater.
Well, the team that crushed Whitewater in that game when we had Coach on, they have to be in it.
La Crosse.
Yeah.
And Platteville. Those are your four that are in the playoffs. Yeah.
Among your top seeds, Christopher Newport, one of my favorites.
Okay.
Salisbury.
Now we're going to read the bracket. That's much better than asking about the Culver's question.
I'll tell you, I'm excited to see the could Jesse have fun? That's down at Sun Prairie Stadium.
Yep, Sun Prairie, 2 o'clock tomorrow. You can go there, then go to the Badger game.
Doubleheader. It's nice we're finally using that stadium for something.
Why does that bother you so much?
What do you mean,
much?
Why does it bother you? It's this humongous stadium that we built, taxpayer-built.
One of the nicest
stadiums in the
state.
Should be used every weekend. It's what we were told. Get concerts there. Start doing stuff. That's why I'm irritated about it. Have 100 Culver's bowls there.
Hey, Jesse. You want me to go back to reading the bracket?
I'm not sure.
Well, why did you ask? Like, what do you mean, why would it bother you? What do you mean, why does it bother you? It's a monster stadium. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. It's gorgeous stadium.
We use it. That's why.
They are tomorrow in the Culver's Isthmus Bowl.
I've driven by there on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's pitch black. What are we doing? Let's go.
Two schools use it for a bunch of different soccer and lacrosse.
Start using it.
Dare I say, whoa, Nelly!
Whoa, Nelly!
I had something else I was going to add, and you irritate me with that jab of, what do you care?
Was it about?
What do you mean, why
do I
care?
Breaking news. I have some breaking news from Matt LaFleur.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Tucker Kraft's out for the year.
The goal is for Lucas Van Ness to play this week. We'll see how he gets through practice today. Next.
Whoa, right. Nelly!
The Packers-Bears game flexed in a couple of weeks to 325. Jason, when are we going to find out about that game before Christmas against the Ravens? Because that's listed as either a Saturday or Sunday game to be determined. And inquiring minds would like to start making some plans for it's between Christmas and New Year's. It's the end of December.
Yes.
I'd also like to know when the Packers-Bears game at Soldier Field is 3:30 or 7 o'clock on that Saturday before Christmas.
Correct.
What is so he, Kelly Call? What other stuff do you want?
Can you get some information?
What time's Murder, She Wrote on next week?
The fans would like to know.
You want to know so you can schedule your Christmas and your holiday
as
plans.
As the conduit to the fans, could you please work on that for us to get some answers on when those games are going to be?
So, first of all, let's be clear here. Not one, not two, but three games are not yet decided. The Packers-Bears on December 20th. That could be a 4 o'clock start or a 7:20 start.
It's going to be
a Saturday.
It's going to be 7:20.
It's going to be the late one, we would think.
No, it's going to be. I think that was
Commanders-Eagles is the other game.
Pretty sure they announced that already.
They haven't yet. It's not listed.
It's 7:20.
The following week...
If only there was an analytics firm to go with their gut on this.
It's
going to
be 7:20. You can either say it or not, but it's going to be 7:20.
Right, but it has not officially been announced.
Okay.
The following week, the Packers take on the Baltimore Ravens at Lambeau Field. Jesse would really like to know.
Inquiring
that
minds.
Can that flip to a Sunday or a Monday or a Saturday?
I think that is TBD across the board. Like, I think that could.
I hope they throw that to a Monday night game.
They are flexing Monday games these days.
Put it on Monday.
I think it's going to be the Saturday night game on NFL Network. If I had to guess, that's a
makes
sexy
think
game.
That.
Have they announced that yet, Jesse?
They have not.
Well, it's going to be.
But if you look at the list of the five games that NFL Network can choose from, and they choose the best ones, the other ones all stink. Packers-Ravens, by far, the most compelling one.
So you think it's going to be Saturday night?
That is my prediction, which is why I would like to know to plan some weekend things.
And then
the
Bears game down at Soldier Field is going to be – that can also be a Monday night game. They can flex it.
No. That one is Saturday, December 20th. It's either – a 4 o'clock game.
Oh, that's
or a
the one that's booked
game.
For 7:20.
Yeah, you proclaimed
that
720.
One's done. 7:20. What's the other last, flex game?
The last game that we don't know about is the regular season
Viking
finale.
Game.
That would be January 4th or 5th,
Saturday or Sunday, right?
Against the Minnesota Vikings.
Correct.
In Minnesota.
But that one they always announce the week before. So we're okay with that one. We understand the rules of the game
I'm
there.
I'm guessing Green Bay will be in the mix to win the division. Minnesota will be stinko. But they'll have to make sure they play it out. That'll be a noon Sunday game. That's not confirmed. I'm not putting my stamp down like I am on
but
a 720.
But you're confirming that Saturday.
I'm not confirming. I'm telling
starts.
You it's going to be 720.
Against the Bears in Chicago.
Well, I'd like for Ed or someone in the league office to confirm that for us.
Yeah, I'm telling you, just plan your day. It's 7:20.
We got holiday things to get going on.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Figure out when to open gifts and go see some lights, watch the Packers. Need to get on that, NFL.
I will pass that up the food chain. Tausch. Before we get to Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, and before Jesse picks this week's trivia winner, tell us about Hard Rock Casino Rock.
That's 60 minutes right down the road. You got the great sports book. You got the great table games. You got the slots. It's a fun little adventure. And now is the time to experience what true high limit play feels like. Ooh. Being surrounded by the rhythm, indulgence, and that unmistakable energy of the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. You elevate the high limit room experience to deliver premium table games, play tailored for discerning players. You have enhanced game rules, including blackjack, where the dealer stands on a soft 17. You'll enjoy better odds, faster play, and the kind of authentic high-limit action that sets Hard Rock Casino Rockford apart. Your next hand could be your best yet. Visit the high-limit room at Hard Rock Casino Rockford and rediscover your game on your terms, in your rhythm, and with your edge.
We will wrap up the show and wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. But, Jesse, you should have the cheese fry helmet in your hand.
You know I do.
This week's trivia winner.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app.
I'm going to tell you this before you announce the winner. I'm totally reinvigorated with trivia. We had our great run, right? Yeah, we started it during COVID, and I think some people got a little irritated with it. I think the last couple weeks with the there's just more juice back. Trivia is back, and it's better than ever.
And this is the greatest trivia prize pack I think we've ever given away with two partners involved.
Yeah.
First time ever. Cousin Subs and Iron Jock. And congratulations
to... But we have breaking news from Packers practice.
Oh, my God.
Jaden Reed's 21-day practice window is open.
Oh,
he is
wow.
practicing right now.
That actually is breaking news.
That is legit breaking
That's
news.
That's the good stuff.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
We're back.
And on a side note, Christian Watson might play this weekend. He's going to be back.
Justin in St. Francis, our Wildy and Tausch trivia winner.
Justin,
this week. Nicely done. Wisconsin Geography, one of our contestants earlier this week. Congratulations, Justin.
That's a nice prize pack, boy. All right, that is Wildy and Tausch trivia. That is Wonelli. We have a winner. We've got Jaden Reed returning to practice for the first time as they are opening up his 21-day practice window. Josh Jacobs is taking part in practice. Not practicing per Wes Hodkowitz. Quay Walker, Nate Hobbs, Savion Williams, and Carl Brooks. So those are your four non-participants in today's practice. We will participate in Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and west.
It is Feel Good Friday, painted by Home and Lindsay Paints. And while we give the big fella a hard time from time to time,
yeah, you
on
do.
This program.
Yeah, you're yeah, tough on me.
Poor guy.
I know. Never complimenting my great analogies and making me beg, but
tell me how great I am. You've got two really cool things that you've had going. One is ongoing, one you did yesterday. Again, amfamkids.org, so you can support Tausch and Sarah's efforts with the AmFam Children's Hospital and American Family Insurance. Remember, they will match up to $50,000, so make sure you make your donation there. It'll be doubled. But you didn't get to drive a forklift. You told us how the forklift crew kind of wanted you out of the way yesterday.
Yeah, one of those, thanks for being here, but yeah. But it was fantastic. We had... this has been the 18th year. We got a great partnership with Sendix. They, down in the Milwaukee area, unbelievable. 18th consecutive year that they've done the food donations to Feeding America. Six semi-loads of food yesterday. Valued at
Are
over
sure
200.
Sure wasn't seven?
No, it was six.
Six semis.
200. six semis.
Nicely done.
Valued at over $238,000. That's 240,000 pounds of food. Oh, man. So 198,000 meals. That's what Sendix was able to do just yesterday for Feeding America. So excited to be partnered with that. I know, Jason, you've done some stuff with Feeding America, and obviously you never want people to go hungry. You especially don't want to have that happen around the holidays when we're all going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. And just love the fact that Sendix has stepped up and is doing this consistently year after year for the Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Kudos to everybody involved.
Amen. Now, in addition, and I know this isn't necessarily Feel Good Friday normally, but I have really enjoyed this high school football season. I've gotten to see more games. I have not been under a picnic table for them. And it all comes to a head today. Jesse, who's left on the schedule for today's games? And fill everyone in, because this is talking about the most wonderful time of the year. When these kids get to go play at Camp Randall, there's nothing better about the high school football
season.
Yeah,
seeing just yesterday the celebration for the schools that have either snapped streaks of not winning championships, kids of parents who are winning championships again. Like, it's awesome. So the championships continue today. They are streaming live right now over on the ESPN Wisconsin app and on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, the audio broadcast on the YouTube channel, which saw a great turnout yesterday from fans tuning in yesterday on YouTube. And it was just like a still graphic with the score on it because it's the radio call. We don't have the video rights, but it was awesome seeing that. So we love bringing you the coverage, and it continues all day today. Reedsburg and Grafton right now. Green Bay, Notre Dame, and West DePere at 1 o'clock. And then the big finale is Arrowhead and Bayport at 4 o'clock. We'll see if Jason wears his hat or not during that game. Again, all streaming on the ESPN Wisconsin app, the audio broadcast. I recommend sync it up with the TV as you watch. We're really proud of the work we do here for ESPN Wisconsin calling those games. Hey, he's got the hat on right now.
Look sort of.
Well,
yeah,
nice.
It's like that giant Wilde Tausch hat that I've got behind me.
Yeah, it looks good.
Kind of. All right, well, congratulations. Plus, we've got some great play-by-play voices. Jesse, which game did you do yesterday?
Division 5, Mayville Northwestern. Fun one.
Mm. And how did our guy Coach Sins do?
Lost.
Ooh.
End of an era? What are you looking at me for? I didn't go to Edgar.
I'm not saying.
What are you saying?
Did we put the whammy on him? Is that what you're saying?
Edgar. He's been coaching football for 50 years,
Edgar's been pretty dominant in D7. You know, the D6, and didn't look like they belonged on the same field as Darlington.
Jeez!
You are a jerk.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Home.
Everybody smile.
Picks.
What a way to send off the weekend. Wow.
New challenges even 51 years in for Coach Sins. Got to figure it out for next year.
That'll be it for us today. What a way to end it.
Jeez.
Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.